Books on Tape presents Slipstream by Leslie Larson, read by Stephen Hoy. Where are we really going? Always home. Norvalis. Tuesday, November 19th. Chapter 1. Wiley's eye was acting up again. That and the wrist he'd broken 40 years ago, falling out of the back of his father's moving pickup. He'd been 11. Now it ached whenever it was going to rain, like a goddamn barometer. He squeezed a lime into a Bombay and tonic and looked out into the terminal, where the morning business crowd was thinning out. The line at the security check had dwindled to a trickle. As he watched, a fleshy man whose gray suit made him look like an elephant bent awkwardly, removed his shoes, and passed through the metal detector. The security crew, in khaki uniforms and latex gloves, lounged behind the X-ray machine, chatting as they stacked the plastic bins and waited for the next rush of passengers. Wiley set the drink down in front of his customer, took the money, and rang up the sale. From behind the bar, he had a good view of the travelers who streamed in from the ticket counter and passed through the pavilion, where his bar stood, along with a See's candy cart, an umbrella stand that sold espresso, a newspaper and gift shop, the La Paz Cantina, and a store that sold gifts for pets. The other end of the pavilion bottlenecked into the security check, where people were shunted through chutes, sifted through metal detectors, and discharged out the other side, where they gathered their belongings and disappeared toward their gates. Wiley's eyelid fluttered and twitched, like a bug was trapped under the skin.